Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever.
Check,
and due
check,
to contractual
check.
Obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live at Hawks Bar, State Street, the original finer neighborhood bar. Dominic, you're here, man.
Crudy made the trip to Madison, a glorious day here in the Midwest in Wisconsin. Always love coming down to State Street, the Hawks place, man. I just had a pop-up on my Facebook, a picture of us, you, me, and Hawk from like 6 years ago. This is not the first time. It's not our first rodeo, Crudy.
You know, it was nearly my first rodeo. Jason here from our team at Civic Media got me mic'd up, right? And I'm wearing this little lavalier mic, this transportable mic. And I go in the restroom before, and I'm like, I got to take this thing off. You know what
I've
I mean?
I've seen Naked Gun, man.
I've seen Naked Gun. I'm not going to fall for that. So anyways, if you're wondering, Jason, the microphone is not on currently. Have to work on that. How about Fancy Brian's microphone? Yeah. How you been, stranger?
I've been all right. I'm coming back to Earth. I just drove across the entire state of Wisconsin up and down, it seems.
Nice. I hear you heard there was going to be a rager at Hawk's Finer Neighborhood Bar down here on State Street.
I had to make sure I finished everything so that I could drop it and come here.
Fancy Brian, you've been missing the headlines. What was the headlines? I know you and Luke did a show together for a change. What was the headline? What was the lead, big guy?
Me coming back was the first time we did a live show for like the last 2 weeks, and so many things have
did
happened.
Did it feel
so
like the first time?
Yeah, we
like
played
a foreigner.
Very first time.
That was the fourth song we played in the show. But yeah, we played that, and also the outcomes of the Republican. Primary as well as the Democratic primary, they completely are opposite of what they were supposed to be. Like the Dems were supposed to have some sort of a bloodbath, and everybody's ideas are clashing with each other. And the Republicans, you know, we're going to go with the tried and true, you know, the Rebecca Clayton.
Rebecca's going to walk away with
completely the opposite. That was kind of interesting.
You know, I'd like to take note of the fact that former U.S. Attorney James Santel making his way down here. And he's got something in his hands. I think it might be cannolis now.
It looks great.
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, don't let him hold the cannolis, okay, Jim?
We've got four of them.
Like I said, don't let him hold the cannolis.
Right, four cannolis. Jim. Brian gets them all.
Can I have a knife to cut off the half a cannoli everyone else shares?
There we go.
You know, right. We should explain the concept, though, Jim. I appreciate the cannolis. Jim Santel, our good friend, soon-to-be guest. But the whole lack of a microphone doesn't work for the radio audience at home. So we'll get you on the mic in just a little bit, Jim. But we were just starting the show with Fancy Brian. And, you know, I got food over here. You got food. We got cannolis, man. I don't know if I'll be able to keep my mind on the politics and the headlines here at Hawks. But Fancy Brian, what about the Gableman, dude?
Yeah, we went to that.
Have you
well.
Seen the newest on Gableman, and if you're from outside Wisconsin, he is a corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. And the newest, the latest, is basically he's confessed to everything in an internal memo. Dom, you got some of this?
I do have a little bit here from Patrick Marley, our friend over at the Washington Post. We'll just get a few paragraphs out so you get the gist of the story. As Patrick writes, it was an extraordinary public statement from a former state Supreme Court justice hired by Republican lawmakers to probe the 2020 election. Wisconsin should take a hard look at canceling Biden's victory and revoking the state's 10 Electoral College votes. The comment in March drew applause from a packed hearing room in the state capitol and praise from former President Donald Trump, whose allies have called for throwing out the results in Wisconsin and other battleground states, even though constitutional scholars and us have scoffed at the notion as absurd. But a newly unearthed memo shows that the former justice, Michael Gableman, soon afterward...
Former corrupted justice,
Thank
Michael
you for
Gableman.
The clarification, Crudy.
Yes, I felt like I had to be here for you.
I appreciate that. You're always there for me. Former corrupted justice, Michael Gableman, soon afterward offered a far different analysis in private, because that's how Republicans do
But that's just locker room talk. You can't hold that against them.
While decertification of the 2020 presidential election is theoretically possible, it is unprecedented and raises numerous substantial constitutional issues that would be difficult to resolve.
You don't say, Captain Obvious.
Thus, the legal obstacles to its accomplishment render such an outcome a practical impossibility.
Who would you write that to?
Gableman wrote that to Assembly Speaker of Wisconsin, Robin Voss.
So they've been lying to the people of the state of Wisconsin the whole time. And they... You got the smoking gun now, Tom. You got the confession.
The contrasting public and private messages offer a glimpse into dueling pressures facing Republicans in Wisconsin as they struggle to balance Trump's baseless demands for reversing the election with legal and political realities on the ground. With competitive races this year for governor and U.S. Senate, the party is seeking to excite Trump's base. Yes, excite them, which is largely supportive of calls to revoke Biden's win, no doubt. While not alienating centrist voters turned off by the inability of some to let go of 2020. A quote, Gableman's memo was released under the state's open records law to liberal watchdog group American Oversight, which shared it with the Washington Post. Heather Sawyer, the group's executive director, in a statement called the decertification a fiction designed to advance conspiracy theories and undermine confidence in our democracy. And that is what Trump set out to do before, a year before he lost that election, and that is what every Republican who supports him, all the MAGAs, continue to do. This is the point, right? It's all about the undermining of democracy.
The engagement through the big lie, the foundation of sin. How does it not crumble under their feet? Of course it could. Between here and the midterms, it could. Fancy Brian, you got anything to offer? I see you giggling over there.
I think it's amazing that a premise that is based on the fact, the idea that the election is fraudulent and was stolen from you, will end up getting more people out to the polls to vote more,
right,
to go and overturn the election that they didn't agree with in the first place.
A very engaging concept, the fact that you will steal my vote.
It's like going back in time and then killing yourself to go and stop you from doing it. What are you doing?
You know, that kind of stuff might fly in the dueling tangents, but we don't even know what you're talking about.
Neither do they. That's the whole point.
Well,
just make it up as you go along.
That is entirely the case.
Involved?
And now
can
we get to the point where Republicans, Carrie Lake, for example, are already putting out there, just like Trump did. It's like Trump
she's
before he lost.
She's an Arizona gubernatorial candidate, right?
That if she loses, well, then it's fraud and it's stolen. But if you win, then it's all good. I mean, this is the quote-unquote logic that the MAGAs are embracing. And I really can't. I mean, Trump is their cult leader. I don't blame them. I mean, it worked for him, right? There's been no consequence for Donald Trump as of yet. So why not? It seems to be working to rev up the base. But I think ultimately, as this chaos gets fomented by Trump and spread along by the other MAGA candidates, I think it doesn't bode well for them in the general. It might work in a primary when you're trying to out-mega the other megas, but come on, man. I mean, this is just asinine.
Hey, man, if you did not personally go into the U.S. Capitol and try to, you know, hang Mike Pence, you just aren't mega enough.
I'm not enough of a patriot, I guess.
Well, Derek Van Orden is. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got Fancy Brian here at the table. We're out. It's patio season, Brian.
Yeah, it's finally patio season. Now I know what everyone's talking about.
We're at patio season here at Hawks Bar. We'll have a fine guest joining us at the table soon. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He's worth the price of admission in and of himself. He, of course, does morning cannolis Saturday mornings right here on the ever-expanding Civic Media Radio Network. And also, if you're hearing us for the very first time out there on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, or perhaps on Bull Falls Radio, WXEO in Wausau, welcome to the political party. We like doing this. Bar shows. So we'll be doing it all day. So at the end of the day, Gableman lied, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his private comments contradict his public statements because he's telling the truth in private. And he's lying to the people of Wisconsin to justify. And there's a little self-serving going on here as well. A, he's getting 11 grand a month. B, you know, he gets to
no,
B.
No,
what
a, no,
is
he got
my
yeah,
bad?
Yeah, he got cut in half, right? Remember, he's only getting like.
Well,
five
that
minutes.
Was like a year later. He's been making it the whole time, right?
Yes.
He knew that this was always unjustified. I mean, Gabelman is not without some legal mind. He did serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for a decade. I'm not saying it's sound.
He did mill around a public library for the first 2 months of this quote-unquote investigation before he got his
I thought they had the liposuction.
I served on jury duty,
no,
man. That
before
doesn't
he
make...
got there, he sat there for two months in a freaking public library.
I served on jury duty, man. That doesn't make me have an illegal mind any more than Gabelman does.
Well, he took an LSAT and went to law school. And I know it's a low bar, but... He made it. You didn't.
Well, I could have gone out of state, but, you know, it's always about, you know, in Wisconsin,
Costa
you don't have to
Rica.
Take the bar. Right.
I mean, how long has Ron Johnson served? It's not like he's an expert in government.
So you didn't want to go to a Costa Rican law school?
No.
Or medical school. Pre-law, pre-med, it's all the same.
Get them all. Get them in 6 months.
You know, we're going to have our good friend Hawk joining us at the table. He always gets a little political with us at the table, Dom. But it's always great when we can support the fine sponsors. We already got some nice folks coming out here to join us. I see Mark from the SAC. I see Bart. I see Lisa Joe back there. I see Sue Peck. I see lots of nice people. I think that bird was trying to die bomb you, Dom.
Come on out. Join us. Hawks on State Street in Madison. It is a glorious, glorious day.
There will not be cannolis for all, though.
No.
There's a limited
There
run.
Might be maybe a miracle.
They
maybe.
Do have excellent Reubens. I had like one bite before we hopped on the air. Reubens are damn good down here.
I'm smelling it right now.
Now, Fancy Brian, you've got your own food. Don't be looking at my food.
Well, I'll be done with mine before yours.
Will there be any political consequence for this exposure of the pure, I mean, it goes way beyond hypocrisy. The whole premise for the investigation has been undermined by the words of the special prosecutor to the guy that assigned him this job, the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. It's all pretty freaking corrupt and sketchy, as I like to say.
Judge on precedent. Nothing's going to happen. They'll close their eyes, forget about it, and by the time the election comes around, they'll just vote R anyway.
And by the time that happens, it'll be a couple, maybe $200,000 to $300,000 more in either fines or fees paid to the attorneys and Gabelman.
Well, taxpayers pay the legal fees anyway.
You know, fiscal conservatism at its finest.
It's a write-off, Jerry.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Come back, Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We know what a party is. We are partying. Patio season at Hawks. Finer neighborhood bar, 425 State Street. Come on down and join the party. Just getting started.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
Yeah, I think they like the idea, Hoove.